G'day and welcome to another episode of Your Money Moment. I'm your host Moritz Wibberholzer, and today I will be talking about the hottest topic in town, and that is the retirement two-pot system. I think what I've seen is there's a lot of worry and confusion about the system, and I will attempt to explain it as simple as possible. So 1 September 2024 will be the strike date for the start of the system, and there will be a lot of excitement for people to get their hands on some of their funds. But please note, there will be a delay in these withdrawals as the amounts of claims expected will be very high. So apart from this, how will this system work is the question that everyone has on their lips. So firstly, everything you have saved before 1 September 2024 will remain as is, and that money will keep on growing as is. But no new funds will be added to this vested or what they call ring-fenced amount. So if you were part of a pension fund up until 1 September 2024, those funds will remain as is, and if you resign from the employer, the rules are the same as it currently is, so there will be no changes to all the funds you've accumulated before 1 September. Then after 1 September, all new inflows will be divided into two pots, hence that name, the two-pot system. These two pots will be a savings pot and the other one will be a retirement pot. The other thing that will also happen on the 1st of September is that the lower of 10% or 30,000 Rand will be transferred to your savings pot from your ring-fenced vested benefit. And this will be the immediate accessible amount in the savings pot. So for example, if you have 100,000 Rand in your pension fund or your retirement fund, 1 September, 10% of that, meaning 10,000 Rand, will be moved into your savings pot. So, all new inflows from 1 September, 1/3 of your money will go to the savings pot with the option of making a single withdrawal from it in each tax year. And remember, you will be taxed on your marginal tax rate, and this will also lower your tax-free amount at retirement with each withdrawal you make before retirement. So it will work against you twice. That is why it is not advisable to keep on drawing from this savings pot. The second pot will be a retirement pot where 2/3 of your new inflows will go into. From here, you can never make a withdrawal before retirement. Then at retirement, your retirement pot will have to be annuitized, meaning you will have to draw a monthly income from this amount. So, at retirement, what is left in your savings pot will be your tax-free withdrawal amount, that is currently the 550 you have, the 1/3, and your 2/3 will be the annuitized amount, which will earn you the monthly income. So it does sound very super complicated, but it is actually pretty simple. In summary, you will have two pots from 1 September, where all new contributions will go to. The 1/3 goes to the savings side and the 2/3 will go into the retirement side. The savings pot you will have access to each year with a minimum withdrawal of 2,000 Rand. The 2/3 retirement pot will grow until retirement, where that amount must be annuitized, so you will never have access to the 2/3 amount before retirement. So that is it for this week's Money Moment. If you have any questions on the two-pot system, please send them through to us so we can answer them for you.
When you're navigating through life's big events, like buying a home, starting a family, or approaching retirement, you need sound and impartial financial advice. Moritz Oberholzer, a financial advisor at Stonehouse Capital, specializes in personal financial planning. Visit moritzoberholzer.co.za or call 082-774-1996. For practical and easy-to-understand advice and tips, don't miss your Money Moment with Moritz Oberholzer, Thursday mornings at 10 on eRadio.